Hello from the CNN Center in Atlanta. I'm Namwar Delaney. It is Tuesday, October 21st, and here are some of the headlines that are now in the news. Oil and gas prices are down, and the dollar is higher against rival currencies. However, stocks have been sliding lower after yesterday's rally of more than 400 points. The Fed is trying to ease the market, saying it'll buy commercial paper from money market mutual funds. Commercial paper is a short-term funding mechanism many companies use for day-to-day operations. Also, investor fears appear to be easing as frozen credit markets begin to thaw. Voting problems are popping up in Florida. Sound like deja vu? People waited for hours yesterday as early voting began. Not only did some counties see a record turnout, there were problems with vote scanner machines and with voter identification machines. Florida's Secretary of State says the lines are a sign of a healthy democracy. President Bush wants developed countries to keep their promises to poor nations. He's speaking this hour at a day-long summit on international aid. The president is also advocating increased trade with developing countries. The Washington summit brings together representatives of nations that receive U.S. aid, faith-based groups, and private and public leaders from the U.S. and from the developing world. It is hard to believe this long, drawn-out battle for the White House draws to a close just 2 weeks from today. For John McCain and Barack Obama, there's still a lot of ground to cover. McCain's got three rallies today in Pennsylvania, including one next hour in Harrisburg. From Pennsylvania, it is on to New Hampshire for the Republican candidate. For Obama, it's all about Florida today. The Democratic candidate has a rally in Miami coming up a bit later. Florida, with 27 electoral votes, may be the biggest toss-up state left on the map. After his stops there today, Obama heads to Virginia. Just when hundreds of people started celebrating a big lottery win, the state of Virginia said, not so fast. A computer glitch left more than 600 people thinking they'd each won thousands of dollars. Turns out, officials claimed the winning tickets were misprints. Lottery officials are talking with the state attorney general about whether it will award people the big money. Well, that is a quick look at what is making news this hour. Just stay with CNN for more on these stories and the other news of the day.